Phew, man, practice sure kicked my butt today. I understand that the state championship tournament is coming up soon, but we are still number one, so what's with this grueling regime? Honestly, coach should let up a little instead of working us to our limits. Isn't he from homeroom? I did notice him here while we were practicing, but I thought he'd get bored and leave eventually. Well, I might as well go over. Hello there. Is that a Obi-What reference? Anywho, we've got the same homeroom, but we honestly never talk. I noticed you watching the practice today. I didn't take you for someone who'd be here in the sun just to see us do drills, so why'd you show up? If you don't mind me asking. Well, you're always alone in Miss Gardner's class. I happened to sit by you, if you noticed. You usually just stick your earbuds in and listen to whatever it is you play, so it's not really easy to engage with you, you know? On top of that, I also notice you watching those anime things. You know, the one with the big muscular guys. I did catch what one of them were saying. What was it again? Like, Ororo. I don't know. Yeah, practice already ended. As you can imagine, I'm still pretty drenched in sweat, though. I swear, our coach is just super extra now, and it's not even necessary. Like, we've actually won the last two championships? Totally not because of me, and I just so happened to be the MVP. Thanks. I was kidding, but not really when I said that. So, what about you? I'm guessing you're like a wizard when it comes to that card game with the dragons, you know, wizards and cute girls on them too. And now I activate my trap card. I heard my younger brother say that. What's wrong? Oh, why am I talking to you? Is it really that off-putting? Is there a rumor going around that I look down on my nose at people or something? Geez, you don't have many friends with an attitude like that, do ya? Wait, you don't? I'm sorry. I didn't mean a... No, I just... I inherited a trait from my mother. I don't like not seeing everyone smile, you know? There's so much out there to be happy about. But then again, it could be runner's high. It's like when you exercise and you get a rush of feel-good endorphins. Honestly, you could work out with us next drill. It's not a big deal that you're not on the team, and considering how harsh the coach has been, with me in particular, I could probably coax you in for some free lessons without an issue. I know it sounds silly, but the happiness thing is pretty true. When I'm in class, at work, or even at home, I'm already trying to see that everyone is happy. I'd say it's what broke me out of my mold of being antisocial with others. Oh, that got a reaction out of you. If I told you in elementary I was the selective mute, would you believe me? Well, it's true. I now, however, like to make sure that all of my classmates are doing all right. That includes you too. You don't have friends, right? I mean, you said it yourself. Well then, hi there. I'm Kat. I would very much like to be your first friend. Oh, you don't have to get embarrassed like that. You're pretty cute when you're all blushing, though. Of course I meant it. It's why I said it out loud. You don't seem like someone that has any bad intentions or has malice in them, as far as I can tell. I'm a good people reader. Being mute means that you can see what kind of aura someone has, so to speak. If they are downright mean and putting on a face, well, I get to know because, the mute girl won't say anything. She doesn't even interact with others. Now come on, buddy. Put it there. Yes, it's a handshake. There we go. So, what are you listening to there? Aw, come on, please. I see you with your headphones or your earbuds in class time all the time. The fact the teacher doesn't even take it off you is very surprising. You're never away from them, though. I listen to pretty much anything, so you. All right, if you really don't want me to know, that's fine. Well, you'll have to say that a little louder. I couldn't hear you there. ASMR. Wait, are you worried or something? I've heard about it before. Oh my god, I love those foam-crushing YouTube shorts. I don't know what it activates in my monkey brain, but it is so damn soothing. Like, I can finally tune out the world and become the ultimate iPad kid. Yeah, you know ASMR isn't exclusive to just you, right? One of the guys from homeroom also says they use it to sleep. So there's no need to be embarrassed about it. I'm serious. Unless it's like the NPC ASMR, where the girl acts all robotic, and then, well, you should really be kink shamed for that. Ice cream's so good. I'm teasing. So, my newfound friend. It's actually getting pretty late. Yeah. Positive affirmations is what you're listening to? I can give it a listen if you are willing to share. I mean, I'm already seeing what's on screen, so understanding and hearing it is probably no different. That's different. Why are you listening to this? To motivate yourself. But this is stuff like, what is she saying? You can do this, don't give up. Tomorrow's another day, you're great. Stuff like that is what you listen to? But don't you feel like that all the time? Oh, I'm genuinely sorry to hear that. Ashamed? No. Why should you be ashamed for enjoying something? Always ask yourself, does it hurt anyone? No. Does it make you feel better? Yes. Does it offer escapism? Yes. Then it's good, okay? Everyone has a vice or some form of escapism. If yours is ASMR, guess what? That's probably one of the better things. You know, people are out here doing raw heroin. I'm glad you're not doing raw heroin, okay? I do have to admit, though, in my ignorance, I thought that motivation ASMR meant like help you out in the gym or, you know, keep doing the work, but yours seems more geared towards feeling down, if that's fair to say. Well, I have to ask you, are you really okay? I know we just got acquainted with one another, but I really meant what I said. I care for everyone, and everyone includes you, my newfound friend. So, can you let me in, so to speak? I'm sorry to hear that. Breakups sure are difficult to navigate. It doesn't matter how short or long the relationship was. When two people go into it, you might not realize, but you're kind of like trialing marriage. That's how I see it anyway, but maybe I am not the best for like advice or, you know, comfort. I'm kind of married to sports, if that makes any sense. I haven't really been in a relationship since joining the soccer team. But I have had my heart like a little teeny tiny bit stomped on before. But don't worry about me. You, on the other hand, do you need a hug? All right, buddy, then put her there. Jeez, I really am taller than you. What's wrong? You're all red again. Is it because I'm taller? Ugh, I don't mind that you're in my chest right now. This is what people are supposed to do for one another, you know? I'm starting to think you've never met a real extrovert before. from how shocked you seem by everything that's happening. Not everything needs an explanation. I just wanted to do something fun and nice. As simple as that. No need to overthink it. But don't get any funny ideas because I'm hugging you all of a sudden. I'm teasing. It's alright. I'm here for you. Even if I may be covered in sweat from practice, so I do apologize for that. You don't mind? If you say so. Well, would you look at that? The sun is setting. Oh, nah, I don't have a curfew, so I can spend a little more time with you here. In a more serious note, I'm sure you'll do better, alright? I know I can't say a lick about you when it comes to who you are as a person, but from what I gather, I can tell you're a pretty decent guy. Pretty shy, but a nice guy, nonetheless. Hey, if that made you feel better, then that's good. It is one step in the right direction. People sometimes can feel so embarrassed for admitting they need an extra hand, but, like, think of how small this gesture of a hug was. I didn't have to do anything extra or uncomfy, like, you know, just don't overthink it, my guy. Alright, there we go. If you want, I could technically be your ASMRtist right now. Although, I do prefer having jock as my title. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. Okay, let me think of what I could say. You will be fine. Everything will work out in the end. You are not alone. Is that good? I could, like, go side to side on you. You know, like how they do in the videos. Hold on. I am here for you. You're worth someone's time. Don't give up. I've seen your work. You're incredible. I believe in you. And if no one has told you this, then I will tell you. You are loved. It's okay to open up. You aren't weak for doing so. You work really hard, and I can see your progress. Am I making a great ASMRtist? 'Cause if so, my athletic career goes down the toilet, then we can make an ASMR channel together. Sorry, I'm rambling. Where was I? I can see the results of your work. You'll be great, okay? Stay positive. Better days are coming, and better friends are on their way. That was good, considering that was off the top of my head. I'm really not known for my brains. I like your smile. It's pretty cute. You'd be surprised, but your laugh brightens many people's day. You just don't know it yet. One last one, though. A heartbreak is a lesson learned. It teaches you that the person wasn't the one. You won't be lonely anymore. I'm here for you. He seems to be relaxing more. It's nice to see him not so nervous like he was earlier. Ear licking was something else that ASMRtists do, right? Is that taking things too far? I mean, he was pretty down in the dumps when we first got talking, but it's nice being able to see him come out of his shell for once. An introvert being adopted by an extrovert is probably a pretty good summary of what's going on here. Let's see how he reacts. His blushing was pretty cute earlier. Hold still, okay? What? You have it in your playlist. You don't like it?
I mean, I was gonna do it to you anyway, so you can sit down and enjoy it and lend me your ears, or, you know, we can just stop the fun now.
Good choice.
I feel like I'm your bully right now, giving you a wet willy. You're actually pretty cute when you react like this. Do you like being smaller? In height, dummy. Just cause when I gave you that hug earlier, you were like the perfect height, you know? Why do you want me to stop? Why would I do a thing like that? Are you getting those tingles? You have pretty cute ears, not like mine. Seriously? Now your ears are all red too. I don't think I've ever met someone who blushes as much as you. Makes it all the more fun to torment you. Oh, come on. You gotta let me have my fun, right? I have no idea how fast I can move my tongue. All right, I'll stop harassing you. Fun's over. Sorry to break it to you. But look, it's pretty late. I gotta eat. My mom hates cooking in general, but she hates it extra when it's cold by the time I get there. Hey, if you want, I wouldn't really mind doing this stuff again. It's pretty fun seeing you get all worked up. I know that's probably a weird behavior of mine, but I don't know, your face was very entertaining. Seriously, though, I meant what I said before. I'll start being your friend, starting today. If you have any questions, or you simply want to talk to me, I'm, well, next to you in class. You just gotta take off your headphones every once in a while. Oh, and let me give you my number. I can't believe I almost forgot. Well, we're friends, dummy. Friends exchange numbers. Oh, in order to keep in touch when they aren't at school together? Or are you gonna tell me you talk through Discord only? Just take my number, dummy. There. Make sure to text me later, okay? For anything, you know, about the hangout or you want to talk ASMR or any old generic conversation thing, I'll do my best to answer as fast as I can. I do have a lot of practice, though. Hey, and get home safely. It's dark. I'll see you tomorrow, alright? Bye-bye. Oh, and one more thing. General Kenobi, you are a bold one. Yeah, I'm a sucker for references, but, you know, I needed to hide the fact that I had an ace up my sleeve. Okay, bye for real this time. See you tomorrow. Bye!